Our goal as pastors and staff is to equip you as you follow Jesus. Consider these equipping opportunities and sign up. Covenant in Real Life, Saturday, April 22nd, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Yearly, we have this check-in for couples and any stage of their relationship. You can sign up at millcitychurch.com/events. Creative Evangelism, Sunday, April 23rd, 3 to 6 p.m. Learn creative ways to talk about Jesus. You can sign up and learn more at millcitychurch.com/events. Reflecting on Loss While Moving Forward, Sunday, May 7th, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Come to share and reflect on our recent church transition. You can sign up and learn more at millcitychurch.com/events. Launching Missional Communities, Sunday, May 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Learn about these groups with a purpose and how you might be a part of it this fall. Sign up and learn more at millcitychurch.com/events. The Sermon Series Resources. Last Sunday, we began a new series called What God Is Like. It's based off of Exodus 34:6, where God gives a description of God's character. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. You can listen to the first sermon here in this link in the email, What God Is Like, Sermon 1. These five descriptions of God's character reveal to us who God has been, is, and will be: compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, and faithful. We see throughout the meta-narrative, or the story of the Bible, that these aspects of God's character are in the stories that are told, and we see all of these character attributes in Jesus, God in the flesh. And since we are made in God's image and we desire to live like Jesus, we too should reflect these same character traits. Because of the brokenness in the world and in our lives, we often fall short of these five character markers. Those aren't the five words most people would use to describe the church. But wouldn't it be amazing if Jesus' followers were known as compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, and faithful? The good news is that the empowerment of the Holy Spirit through us can allow us to receive God's compassion, grace, and love, and then be empowered to be more compassionate, gracious, loving, and faithful ourselves. First, we receive from God, and then we're able to reflect God's character to the world around us. Every Monday in this series, we're going to have a list of going deeper resources, as well as a small group or a one-on-one outline for putting the sermon into practice, so you can see that here below. The Praxis gatherings, we're going to have a gathering time for all ages every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the church for all of April and all of May, except for the 31st. This is a time to put into practice what we're learning from Scripture each week. There'll be a discussion and then a spiritual practice to do together. You can join any week you're able. No need to sign up. Just come to door 3 at the church by 6:30 p.m. any Wednesday. All ages are invited to come. Mill City Youth Group will be engaging in the same topic, and there will be space for elementary kids to participate and a childcare option for little kids. No dinners provided, but feel free to bring your own. So here's the going deeper in study. You can see there's a link here for the Bible Project video that we showed on Sunday, two podcasts from the Bible Project about Exodus 34, and a link with a PDF of notes on the scripture of Exodus 34. And then there is a list of going deeper in a group or with a partner. You can start out with having an opening community time question, share a high or a low from the week, then get a paper and a pen for this time of reflection, watch the 6-minute Bible Project video, then take time to read Exodus 34, 6 through 7 out loud together, and then write down that passage each in your own handwriting, and then write it again using your own words. Notice the way Exodus 34, 7 begins the way it ends. How does God's loyal love relate to his justice? Underline the five characteristics of God named in verse 6, and then circle repeated words and concepts that we notice in verses 6 and 7. What do you observe about the repetitions in structure? Take time to discuss other themes, questions, and key takeaways from what you learned. Then the spiritual practices. Dwelling in worship. Listen to this song that's linked here in the email, and then write down the lyrics that are highlighted to you and share that with the group after listening. And then you can participate in an examine. Follow the steps here on the link, and then you can share your reflection with others in that examine. There's also a link for doing the examine with kids. And then you can close in prayer for each other and receive God, that you would receive God's compassion, grace, patience, love, and faithfulness in your lives.